This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I never heard. Do we have the guest?
I'm on.
Okay. So, we look at the, I look at the world of the digital world, and I see two things. I see this exciting new frontier of things that didn't exist when I was a kid. You know, this kind of stuff didn't exist when I was a kid. I've got an app on my phone where I can make my car payment and maintain my warranty and watch my insurance and all this other stuff. I got so many things that I can do just with my phone. But because I'm in the gun industry, in a lot of cases, there's the digital world wants to shun me, so it seems, in a lot of cases. So I've had this gentleman on before. He is very much insinuated into the tech world. He is one of the founders of Ars Technica. He's formerly with Wired Magazine, and he now has alloutdoor.com, which has some of the most interesting articles you've ever seen on it. I am talking right now to John Stokes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Also a contributing editor to the Firearm Blog. I told myself I've got a string tied around my finger. Remember that part, John. I'm sorry. I didn't saw it.
It's okay. No worries.
So, for you, now, your approach as a pro Second Amendment guy, you were at SHOT Show. I've got a picture of you that'll be up with this, I think, when you were at the range on Media Day. What do you see out there in the digital world as the way it regards gun owners?
Well, obviously a lot of this tech stuff is centered in California and Silicon Valley and to a lesser degree in L.A. And now there's some of this that's coming out of the East Coast as well. And they tend to have those kind of values associated with those geographies. So they're not super gun friendly in those regions. And I think a lot of the workers and the executives and the people involved in this are very gun friendly. But there is a kind of a gun culture in San Francisco and amongst tech geeks. You have guys that are libertarian, that are anarcho-capitalists of some flavor, and they're into gear, and they're into personal liberty and freedom. And so there's part of geek culture, a subset of geek culture, and hacker culture is being into guns, especially guys that think about security and things of that nature. So it's a mix. As far as the political terrain and the personal commitments of the people that work on these platforms, it's not a monolith. We often in gun culture think that San Francisco is just anti-gun, period. And as a city, it is. But you can find people out there, and there's a thriving gun scene out there.
Now, one thing I noticed about alloutdoor.com, and this doesn't surprise me for some reason, but you have a bunch of stuff on there about prepping. Are the tech-savvy people, do they look at this stuff and understand, like, how bad it would be if we lost electricity for a week or two?
Yeah. So the New Yorker just did a big piece about prepping and tech-savvy types. And, was four-hour body and then keto dieting and now prepping is like the new keto. I mean, a lot of these guys are into it. The founders of Reddit, a lot of these other platforms and people that you wouldn't necessarily think are preppers. Peter Thiel, the head of the Santa Maltman, I think, at Y Combinator. All these guys have bug-out locations. They have bug-out plans. They may not have a firearm collection like what your average prepper has because of the limitations of the state, but prepping runs really deep in the Bay Area, and it's very, very prevalent amongst.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole New Yorker piece on it, and there's been a little bit of other media coverage on that as well. And it doesn't seem to fit the stereotypes people have, but to me it does, because I also do software, and I know that software people, they like to think about odds and probabilities. They like to be in control, and prepping is about giving you a sense of control and feeling like you have some control of the future. And these guys also are, you know, they're involved in building the infrastructure of the modern world. And so they understand how fragile a lot of that can be and how dependent they are on it. And so there's a keen sense of that. And so they take prepping pretty seriously. And there's also just, I lived right in San Francisco in Noe Valley for about 5 years.
Right.
I'm actually, in Noe for 4 years and then, Berkeley across the bridge for a year. And everybody there has food and water and earthquake prep. Like, earthquake prepping is not an extra weird thing that is it's part of the lifestyle and part of the culture. And I say everybody. I mean, you know, I'm sure that that's not true of everybody. But it's very, very common, and it's not even something that's remarked on. You just keep a certain amount of food and water on hand because everybody that lives there knows the big one is coming. And when that happens, people are going to be without infrastructure for a few weeks at least. And so they keep that in mind. And in fact, my first gun purchase as an adult was a double barrel 12 gauge Coast gun that I bought in San Francisco. And it's a Pioneer Arms. It's a really beautiful gun, and it's this classic Woodstock, and it's got the double hammers and the double trigger. And I bought it as a kind of prepping / earthquake gun. And I also got it because I figured that it wouldn't freak out any of my neighbors or people that happen to come over and see it. Not that I was pulling it out and showing it to anybody.
Right.
But, you know, it struck me as the kind of thing that wasn't gonna flip anybody out. And when I got into AR-15s later, I bought myself a Fender soft guitar case to carry those back and forth to the range to keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So, you know, one thing that I have always thought, because, you know, in the event of some bad incident, I'd want somebody that knows a little bit about medicine, somebody that knows a little bit about, water purification, somebody that knows a little bit about this and that. Having a tech-savvy person there that would know how to get or, you know, do as much as could be done, you know, as far as getting back online and everything else. And, you know, that's all going to be based upon, you know, how much power is around and everything, what's up and what isn't. But I'm just thinking that would be a good asset to have. And I would rather think to myself that most of the tech-savvy people of the United States are actually just, you know, I don't care how they want to identify as far as politically. I just want them to believe in the Constitution and freedom. And if they do that, and, you know, it's okay to me, if they believe in those basic precepts, I'm good to go on most everything else. So that would be my hope anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me tell a little bit about John Stokes, because we're coming up on the break. And when we get back, I want to bring up some other stuff just to get your opinion of it and everything else. John Stokes, sure. He has a website called alloutdoor.com. And it has a wealth of prepping articles. It has articles about flashlights and all the kinds of things you would need for prepping. In addition to it, it has some articles that, you know, quite honestly, I've never thought about. Like I, the one you've got about New Jersey politician hire teachers who carry guns. I'm going to read that one just to find out which New Jersey politician that is, because he won't be allowed to live long, will he? Sleep with the fishes. So go check it out. Alloutdoor.com. Also a contributing editor to the Firearm Blog, if you've heard of that. Is that TFB?
TFB, yeah.
TFB.com. Go check
it out. No, it's not TFB.com. It's the firearmblog.com. But people abbreviate it as TFB.
Yes, firearmblog.com. So we'll be right back. My guest is John Stokes. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest is John Stokes. Is it fair to say that you're still fairly wound in tight with the tech world, with the digital world?
It is. Yeah, it is. I definitely do a fair amount of software right now. I've done some software startups. I'm involved in a software startup currently, and I'm definitely still involved.
Now, with companies like Ars Technica and Wired, which I have to confess I love Wired magazine, but some of them come out with some decidedly anti-gun, I'll say articles. And most of the time I see them basically parroting whatever they have read somewhere else. It's not like they go out and do their own research, because if they did, they'd find other views. You know, whether they believe them or not is another story, but they would find other views. Are you regarded as somewhat of an anomaly in the digital world?
You know, I'm not, because like I said earlier on the segment, there are a fair amount of geeks who like guns. This is not at all an uncommon thing, and in fact, there are a few people who have written for Wired in the past or who currently write that you know are okay with guns themselves. There's one, and you know, people are careful about how they present that and who they discuss it with. I mean, one guy when I was at Wired, he was an editor and went on to become the editor in chief of a pretty large, more mainstream site. He was into guns a little bit pre Newtown. Would go to the range, would shoot, and invite me to go to the range with him. Now after Sandy Hook, he became pretty anti-gun, pretty vocally anti-gun. But you know, before that, he was pretty comfortable with it. And there are still people in the tech world who are okay with it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all to learn that Steve Huffman at Reddit has guns. I mean, he's a prepper, and a lot of guys will keep them in Nevada. So if you can afford a place in Nevada, you'll keep the guns that California won't let you have, is right over the border, a couple hours away in Nevada. And so that's not an uncommon thing.
Is the problem in the digital world that a lot of these guys and ladies, if they're anti-gun, it's not because they've actually investigated it. They're just sort of seeing what they've seen and reading what they've read, and that's where they're making their whole summation, is based upon this one side of the argument where they just seem to believe it. And I understand how that works, because, you know, it's all based on emotion and feelings, and anti-gun sentiment runs, you know. Who would be against saving the children, right? And I get that. I understand that. But I mean, is that what's going on with that, or is it just so insulated there in these companies that it pretty much is just there's nothing that penetrates that?
Well, you know, I think what you're getting at is some of the anti-gun stuff that's come out of Google, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, you know, some of these tech platforms, Twitter, and to me, that's a separate discussion than whether individual geeks and software guys and programmers and stuff are anti-gun. I mean, yes, it's common for software professionals to be anti-gun and for tech guys to be anti-gun, just like it's common for anybody that lives in a city and has, you know, done their time and an institute of higher education and has like an urban lifestyle and stuff like this. It's common for those. It's common in that they partake of that demographic, is what I would say. I mean, there's not a lot of familiarity with firearms.
Right.
They may or may not have grown up with firearms. If they did, it was something that they did when they were a kid. And now probably they've gone on and maybe their politics have changed or something has happened in college. I don't know. And they have a job and they, you know, they go to work. They live in an apartment in the city and they go to work in the city and they just partake of a different milieu. And so I wouldn't say that they are any more anti-gun as a class than, say, baristas in New York or, you know, waiters in New York.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think you can isolate them out and say that tech geeks are anti-gun. I don't think that's, in fact, I think they're probably on the whole, because they tend more libertarian, they are probably, as a demographic, more gun-friendly than, you know, people that work in book publishing or restaurants or any other number of urban professions that we could talk about.
So I suppose it's another one of those things where the leadership is talking the noise. And you said something about baristas. You know, I believe Schultz, when he was running Starbucks was sort of anti-gun, but, you know, I know plenty of baristas here locally where I live at Starbucks because I'm sort of a Starbucks-aholic, and, you know, they're just regular local people, so I don't get out there and paint with that broad of a stroke of a brush, but I just don't have anybody, you know, you're one of the few people I have to ask actually about the inner workings of the tech companies, you know, I'm glad to know that, you know, it's a cross-section of America, just pretty basically, anyway.
I mean, it's not, to be clear, it's not a cross-section of America insofar as it's mostly male, mostly white, you know, people from upper middle class backgrounds, fairly urban, stuff like that. So it's not really a cross section of America, but I wouldn't say that ideologically they're in a different place than anybody else that has a similar kind of ethnic and geographic background would have.
Right. Well, when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. Well, we got a few minutes, so let me ask you about this then. Of the social media platforms out there, do you think any one of them are going to take the step and just go full on and ban gun-related stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that they want to. You know, I don't, and we can talk about this in the next bit. I don't think that a lot of the anti-gun motion that you see coming from these platforms is ideological. I think that's a myth. I think that's something that gun people think, but I don't believe that it's true. I think that it's capitalist. These companies are worried about their bottom line. They would rather not be dealing with this issue at all.
Right.
And they're responsive to the public. They're responsive to threats of boycott. They're responsive to fears of lawsuits and things of that nature. And this is kind of a market problem. And it's not like college, you know, where there's just incredible skew and all the professors are biased in one way and one. It's not like that. There are gun owners and shooters at Google, and they even have an email list and they organize range trips and stuff. You know, it's not not to say that it's incredibly diverse, because it's not as diverse as people might hope, but still, I don't put the blame there. So, I mean, as far as what's going to happen, are they going to ban? I think they're going to move to restrict more different kinds of things.
Hang on a minute. We'll finish that on the other side. I'm very interested in this. John Stokes, he runs something called alloutdoor.com. Go give that a look, because there's a lot of good news on there that you've never seen. I don't bring it to you. He's got some good stuff there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News. FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, "Just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support and smell is in capital letters, all capital letters.
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And from you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in
the
text.
All right. The Justice Department today filed an appeal to a federal judge's decision to approve the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner merger. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to John Stokes of AllOutdoor.com, contributing editor at thefirearmblog.com, which is actually sort of for the firearm blog, right? In your capacity, are you able to help them? Because they have a pretty big YouTube channel and a fairly sizable social media presence. Do they ever get targeted? Are they left alone? How's that working out for them?
I can't really speak super reliably. I'm a little bit looped in on some of what's going on, but
right.
We should talk to Tom Rader at TSC. But they're demonetized a lot, and so that's what happens. It's not really that there is a lot of a threat of them being taken offline yet, although that could be coming. But they do get demonetized, which, in YouTube lingo, it means that Google is not allowing them to show ads on their content.
Right.
So, that's happening there.
Right. Are you aware of any gun or any channel for that matter that has been taken down that didn't quote unquote have it coming?
Yeah, sure. Brownell is the big one that got taken down recently.
He got reinstated. He got reinstated.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they created a little bit of a fury going on, but he did get reinstated relatively quickly. I'm talking about where they woke up and it's gone. It's never been back.
There have been a lot. There have been different rumors of different guys that didn't deserve it that have gotten booted. I don't have anything concrete for you. Now, maybe my knowledge of this isn't perfect. There could well be something that I'm not aware of. Absolutely.
Sure. Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking this is, for me, for example, it's not my YouTube channel, which I have 21,000, coming up on 22,000 subscribers. It has been demonetized. I had an MCN, and they have denied my MCN access to my account now, so I'm pretty sure my MCN, as soon as I get back from VidCon, is VidCon going on right now?
I don't know.
We're too old for that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I think as soon as they get back from VidCon, I believe that's what's going on. I believe they'll probably drop me. And then I'll have to deal straight with YouTube, which is fine, because to be honest with you, what little money I was making, they were getting 40% of it. But as far as me making any money on YouTube, that's not why I have a YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel to be able to park a video somewhere and get an embed code. Because, as you know, building out your own proprietary video player on a website is very, very expensive, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So that's all I care about is just, if they never let me monetize again, okay, ho-hum. I don't have to worry about things like copyright, I guess, at that point, because they'll leave a video up that has copyright if it's music most of the time, and you won't get paid on it, but, I'm not getting paid anyway. So I'm hoping that they just allow me to stay up simply because, what do you think about the launch of IGTV, Instagram TV? What do you think of that?
You know, I think that I wish them the best. I mean, look, there's a lot of reasons. One of the things that I hear from gun owners is, well, why can't we just roll our own YouTube?
Right.
And I also hear, and this is interesting to me, because gun owners are often, and I hear this from libertarians, the government should step in and regulate. They should force YouTube to allow lawful content on the platform. They should force Facebook to allow lawful content. We should have rights. It's a public square.
Right.
And so everybody's trying to grapple with this and with the economics of it. But I will tell you, don't expect a gun YouTube to crop up anytime soon. It's just not possible to compete with YouTube on video delivery, because YouTube is a part of Google. So because YouTube is a part of Google, they run on Google's massive globe-spanning infrastructure for free, essentially.
Sure. Yeah.
Google doesn't have to upcharge them. Now, if you or I were to go to our garage and we were to make our own, or not in the garage, just a laptop, to try and make our own YouTube competitor, we would have to buy transport, we would have to buy hosting from a cloud provider like Google, and we have to pay a significant markup. And so what that means is that my cost structure is always going to be dramatically higher than YouTube's. And so it's going to be more expensive to run ads on my platform. You know, if it costs me a dollar to reach, and I'm just making up a number, if it costs me a dollar to reach 1 million users with a video,
right,
and I'm charging $1.10 to an advertiser for those 1 million users because I want to keep 10 cents, It may cost YouTube a penny to reach that same 1 million users. And
right,
they can charge a 10-cent markup, and then it's 11 cents to reach 1 million users. Now, where is the advertiser going to go? They're going to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
So there's basically no way that anybody can realistically compete with these guys on content delivery and on cost structure, because they've got physical infrastructure. They have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of data centers all over the world that all the Google products, all the Alphabet products we use, and YouTube just gets to skate in there. And so actually, really, I'm of the belief that the real solution in a lot of these cases is to maybe break some of these companies up. If YouTube had to pay to use Google servers, the same rate that I have to pay to use Google servers, then I could stand up a YouTube competitor.
Yeah.
And I could host gun content on it, you know? So that's a solution. Another solution is to just regulate the heck out of them and force them to host lawful content and then give them some kind of lawsuit immunity.
Right.
If somebody learns to make primers from Match It for Match Head, by watching a YouTube video and then blows their face off.
Right.
YouTube is worried they're going to get sued, so they're not going to have that on there. But if it's legal to do, you know, there's no law against it, and YouTube has some kind of expectation of immunity, then, you know, they may host that content, or they may still not, you know.
Is it, we got about a little less than 2 minutes in this segment, but let me ask you this. In the beginning, you know, these gun channels ran pretty wide open, the few that were out there. And the big ones that are out there now, the Hickok 45s, the FPS Rushes, the Demolition Ranches, and everybody thought it was great. And in that amount of time since Google and YouTube have been in existence, the PC culture has really just sort of erupted, and we've gotten away from this whole personal responsibility idea. Is that sort of driving this idea that we got to watch what we're letting out there?
I think if it is, it's indirectly. The companies, they're in business to make money. They have a fiduciary responsibility as public companies to their shareholders. They can't do anything that's going to damage the brand. They can't do anything that's going to damage their ability to keep turning clicks and eyeballs into ad dollars. And so I don't believe that these companies are staffed by a bunch of quote, social justice warriors who just want to make life miserable for gun owners.
Sure.
And I'm in the minority amongst them. A lot of gun owners believe that. I don't believe that. I know some of these people. I know people at high levels in some of these companies. And my impression of them is that they are concerned about the bottom line. And
the company.
They're concerned about blowback. They're concerned about managing risk, that type of thing.
Okay. Perfectly reasonable answer to me, brother. I want you to, well, first of all, John Stokes, you can find him at alloutdoor.com, contributing editor at the Firearm Blog. And one font of information in the digital world that I am very happy to be able to bring to you. I want you to hold on for me, if you will, please, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour has been and still continues to be John Stokes of AllOutdoor.com. If you've never heard of it, if you've never been there, go give it a look because that's some good that's some good stuff in there. It's a perspective that is refreshing. It is a perspective that you probably didn't think was out there, and I sort of dig it myself. I guess my biggest question to you would be if you're a content creator like I am, right? And with some of the work that you do, with the firearm blog and everything else, with us, if something does happen and it does become a company thing and YouTube does get to a point to where, which I don't really think they're going to, but I don't know because I'm not in charge, right? So. Where do we go?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on them not booting all the gun content off. I mean, that could happen. It's a private company and sure. They're going to make a decision based on what they think, is going to maximize, Alphabet share price, because that's what they're legally obliged to do. Anybody's personal politics aside, they are, as a publicly traded company, they're legally obliged to do what works. And sure. So I wouldn't, you know, if the situation turns really toxic, even more so than it is around guns, I wouldn't put anything past them. So where do we go? I think the answer, there's a few answers. One is that there is an effort out there in Silicon Valley to create a kind of an alternate web, not the dark web, but a sort of a place that's a little bit more robust to censorship, a set of protocols. And this is kind of going on in fits and starts, some of it's underground, but that's a long way from fruition. Right. As far as things that cater to the gun community, I mean, really, we're going to have to use open source software. We're going going to have to host our own servers. We're going to have to go back about a decade or more to an era when you had to configure a web server and stand it off and leave space in a data center and things of that nature. And I and some other people are involved in some of that stuff right now. We've set up a community at opensourcedefense.org. It's not quite yet an organization, but right now there's just a form attached to it. We soft launched. We're working on branding, messaging. We'll hard launch at some point in the next few months. And we're using forum software called Discourse. It's open source. That I have software expertise. I can hack it myself. We're hosting it on Amazon's cloud, but we could host it on a home server if we wanted to.
Right.
And to me, that going back to that hacker ethic, that garage ethic of I'm going to build this myself, I'm going to do this myself, that's kind of where we've got to go back to.
Right.
That's what's got to happen. We've got to stand up. And it's tough because at different layers of the infrastructure stack, there's still censorship. I mean, Cloudflare, now, pardon me, this isn't related to what you and I do, but Cloudflare did boot the Nazis off of their server platforms and their cloud platforms. So in the sense that, if things continue to get worse for gun culture and we kind of, fall into this camp of disfavored people like Stormfront.org, we could have a hard time of it on Amazon or some of these other big providers.
Right.
So, it depends on how far this is going to go. Now, Cloudflare doesn't do user-facing software like YouTube, like Facebook. They provide them more of the hosting layer and anti-spam and denial of service protection, caching, and stuff like this. But still it's troubling that even at these lower layers, they're making these censorship decisions that are ideologically driven.
Right.
That's troubling to me. I have no love for Nazis, and there was a part of me that was very happy to see them run off the internet. But as somebody who also belongs to the disfavored group, which is gun owners, I was deeply concerned. So the answer is for us to do more of these things ourselves. Hosting video is going to be very expensive, and if we want to have videos, we're going to have to pay more. So gun owners is a hobby. If you want to learn, if you want to share, if you want to watch videos, it's going to cost us. Free riding on these public platforms, it may not always be an option.
Right.
You may have to sign up and pay money to TFB TV every month to watch it. I don't know. I don't speak for TFB TV. That's just a random example I just made up. There are no plans to unveil a subscription service. But or whatever, InRange TV or, whoever it is, Peacock 45, any of these guys, they may end up in a sort of a paid model where they host their videos and then you're paying something like a cable channel subscription directly to them so they can pay for their infrastructure and they can bring the services. And,
would it be easier to create a cable channel that everybody could pay to be on than to try to do something online?
I think that it's the same problem, though, where the cable channel is centralized and you're sort of at the mercy of the cable providers carrying it, and they're at the mercy of boycotts and things like this. I mean, you want to shield yourself from the market as much as possible. You want to use free software, open source software, like we do at opensourcedefense.org. The whole thing is done on free software and open source software, and we're going to keep it free. We're trying to promote gun culture in a non-political way, not from the right, not from the left, just gun rights as human rights, no matter where you are on the spectrum.
Right.
And on the political spectrum, and we're doing that with free software that we can run and maintain ourselves. And that's, I think, more gun culture is going to have to move to those kinds of online platforms. If we're going to stay online, we're not going to let them run us off the internet. We're going to have to use free software. We're going to have to write free software. We're going to have to share the code. And we're going to have to share expertise and help each other run these things.
Okay. Well, I like that. Having an idea is better than just I would rather have an idea of what's coming, no matter how insurmountable it may seem. I mean, listen, I'm not trained to be on the radio, to be honest with you. And The fact that I am on the radio every day just tells me that there is nothing insurmountable if you put in the time. So having a direction to go for me is 90% of the fight. So, and it sounds like you guys are developing one, and that's the good stuff, to know that somebody on the gun rights side is actually developing that, which I kind of knew it would happen. I'm not surprised by some of the stuff you told me, but then again, I'm glad to hear all the stuff that you've told me, because that reinforces my belief in the country, you know, as hokey as that may sound.
I get it. And I'm glad that there are people out there that support gun rights, that know how to write software, and
yeah,
that are stepping into the breach. You know, the problem that we face that's structural is that a lot of these alternative communities that show up that are pro-free speech attract some really bad sort. You know, if they come to a platform and they feel like there's no censorship and they can say whatever they want, then you tend to get these collections of characters that, you know, you may or may not want to rub shoulders with.
Right.
You may or may not want to have any kind of association with.
I've spoken at plenty of events and I've seen them show up.
yeah. And so that's difficult. So. That's difficult to walk that line.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Normally, John would be putting the babies to bed, and I understand the tug of fatherhood I have at myself, except my babies are all 20-something. So I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate them giving up the time of dad. And you and I are going to talk again, because I got some stuff that I want to do with you, and if you want to do it, we're going to do it, and we'll see how that goes.
Sounds great, now. I'm looking forward to hearing about it, and thank
yes,
you
sir.
For having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Yes, sir. Back again in about 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Tomorrow night, it will be The World According to the Truth About Guns, and The Weaponized Woman returns. So, that is all on board. We will talk to you tomorrow night. Everybody stay safe. I am out. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.